Here, we have produced two miniature paintings from the National Museum collection, displayed in the Miniature Paintings Gallery. Miniature paintings in India are divided into various schools and sub-schools, primarily Rajput, Pahari, Central India, Mughal, and Deccani. These paintings were rendered using natural pigments for color on handmade paper with handmade brushes. Object 7. Title: Ram and the Golden Deer, Marich. Provenance: Malwa, Central India. Time period: 1634 to 40 CE. Original medium: paper. Centered largely in the regions of Malwa and Bundelkhand, the Central Indian School of Miniature Painting flourished sometime in the early 15th century CE. The school was characterized by an uncomplicated, folkish technique, an affinity towards flat color backdrops and simple compositions. The painting in display here is from the Ramayan series, illustrating the episode just prior to Sita's abduction. Ravan's uncle, Marich, lures her by turning into a golden deer, leading Ram and Lakshman away from their abode, when Ravan cheats and kidnaps her. The composition of the plane is flat, with figures arranged in a serial order, and the entire plane is divided into segments. On touching the top register, you can feel the shape of a cloud marked by vertical lines and bordered by a wavy line. The extreme left of the painting is the first segment, which has an architectural component signifying their forest dwelling. The artist has taken liberties and converted this into a dome-like building topped by a golden finial. This can be felt through following the thick embossed lines from the dome down to the base. At the center of the building, you can feel the open door, which gives the viewer a peep inside. Here, Sita stands in profile, wearing a striped skirt and the ever-popular Malwa tassels. Sita is marked out from the background by diagonal stripes across her garment. The tassels have been shown as embossed triangular shapes around her waist. Outside the hut stand the figures of Lakshman and Ram. You can feel the two figures at the center of the painting. Here Ram can be identified by the blue skin, which hints at his divine status as a manifestation of Vishnu. To represent this color, Ram's torso is textured. As you begin touching both the figures, you can feel their turbans, bow and arrow, a transparent jama over their pajamas. The pajamas are demarcated again by a textured pattern, and the jama over it is marked by bell-shaped embossed outline around their lower body. Such stylistics in clothing was an obvious Islamic influence. On the right is the last segment of the painting, which depicts the forest. Here, the forest is signified by three trees marked by a thick zigzag pattern. You can feel that the trees are stylistically shown as ovals. As you begin to feel the trees from left to right, between the first and second tree stands the deer. It appears wide-eyed and a bit stiff, looking more like a plaything than a real animal. It is painted in natural colors, but the audience was expected to understand that it signified the golden Marich. Color symbolism holds a place of extreme prominence in this school. The backdrop for Ram and Lakshman is painted red to separate it from the rest of the narrative and also to mark it as the segment where the primary action occurs. Whereas the backdrop for the forest is painted yellow and marked by dotted texture.